This is Amber Rolt, the Alternatives correspondent for the EG. And this afternoon, I am here with Tom Ward, the founder and fund manager, and Rollo Wright, founder of Gravis. So today there's been an announcement and you've had a rebranding. Do you want to just talk me through some of the rationale behind that and what it means?
Yeah, of course. We were originally known as Gravis Capital Partners. We started in 2008 with six partners, and at the time and a few emerging ideas for some funds. Since then, we've successfully launched four funds and have assets under management of over £2 billion and growing. We've developed a culture, a reputation, and a way of doing business that I think we're very proud of. And as we approach our 10-year anniversary, we thought it'd be a good opportunity to look at how we tell our story to all of our stakeholders, from our employees, companies that we invest in, and most importantly of all, the investors in our funds. This was never about inventing a new us, but more looking at the fundamental things that make Gravis the company that it is, and what makes us unique in the market. We were very keen to get across the two different sides of our business, the creative and inventive side that has resulted in the development of four groundbreaking funds, but also the steady and reliable side of our business, which is really the result of our funds and the returns that they deliver to our investors. So we've rebranded the company as Gravis today. We've also launched a new visual identity for all of our underlying funds. The most obvious place you can find all that is, of course, at our new website, which is graviscapital.com. And I think the website is a very good place to see all that in action. I think we're very proud of the website we've produced as a market leader in terms of the clarity of information on our site for anyone who's looking about anything to do with the strategies of our funds, target returns, the types of things we invest in. We've also been very keen to get full disclosure about all the holdings within all the funds. So there's a huge amount of information on the website that I think, again, any stakeholders will find hugely accessible. And I guess the final part of the fund is the tortoise Gravis, who we are launching today. He's a Galapagos tortoise, one of the oldest living creatures on the planet, and he's representative of what we try and achieve through our funds, which is steady, reliable, dependable. And also, very importantly, very long-term thinking in how we invest and the target returns that we seek to achieve for our investors.
And one of the assets that that you've been focusing on a lot on recently, particularly as one of the first REITs in student accommodation to admit yourself on the London Stock Exchange, student housing, one of the, what is many people now argue is becoming a mainstream asset class. Tom, is this the area that you specialise in? Would you mind just sort of running me through what the plans are for that subsector moving forwards?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Rollo is absolutely spot on. If you look at GCP student living as in terms of the blocks that build up Gravis, it was the first student accommodation REIT in the UK. It was the first listed fund that invested in student accommodation. I think that's something that we wanted to do. We wanted to bring an asset class which was becoming mainstream, very much into the mainstream, and our view was by listing it as a REIT, accessible to all forms of shareholders, be they retail, be they institutions, be they wealth managers, a much more open platform, and also importantly a very transparent structure that investors could really understand in the underlying. The fund's now been trading since May 2013, so 4 years. And we built on those blocks we said earlier, you know, it was all about steady, sustainable income and total returns. We targeted a dividend of 5.5 pence in the first year, looking to grow that in line with inflation each year, and a total return of between 8 and 10%. And if you look over those 4 years, we've exceeded or met all those. And that's something that's really at the heart of what Gravis is. It's that steady sustainability, you know, slightly overshooting if we can, but giving our investors reliable returns. And in an asset class, they really understand. I think, you know, student accommodation is a very tangible asset class. You know, most people have been to university or their kids are going through university. And I think that was, you know, a big thing for investors coming into it. So completely agree with what you're saying there. It is an asset class that has become mainstream. And, you know, you can see that with the likes of our REIT, but also just the sheer amount of investment activity we've seen in the sector for the last 3 years.
And, you know, your investment volumes in the student housing sector continue to increase. What have you found from your experience, you know, what it is that investors are looking for within student housing as an asset class?
Well, I think our specialism in the sector is that there's two primary things, I'd say. One is the market we focus on. So we are located primarily in and around London. And the reason we focus on that market is that's because that's where the largest supply-demand imbalance is of student accommodation anywhere in the UK. Yeah, there's about 400,000 students in the city. Over 100,000 of those are international students, and there's only about 70,000 beds in the London market. And the biggest problem we're seeing in London is that it's very hard to bring new student accommodation on stream. Land values have obviously risen hugely in line with RESI, but also the planning framework's really hard, particularly with the introduction of SIL. So we've seen very few new beds coming on stream, and that's really supported how well our assets have done. You know, today they've always been fully occupied. We've had really strong rental growth. If you look over the last 4 years, we've annualised 4% rental growth, so a fair bit in excess of inflation. I think the other thing that really has attracted our shareholders to our fund is also the quality of the assets. We have a pipeline agreement with a company called Scape Student Living, and Scape is one of the leaders in high quality designed student accommodation. It's not digs as we know it. It's much better. This is predominantly studio living, so each student has their own self-contained space. There's also a huge amount of communal areas. There's gyms, cinema rooms, restaurants, communal kitchens. And the idea is we're trying to give students an experience. Students aren't really just buying a bed close to a university anymore. They're buying a network. They're buying an opportunity and all these sorts of things. You look at one of our core assets in Shoreditch, Scape Shoreditch. We've got 50,000 square feet leased to WeWork in the bottom of that building. Absolutely perfect for our students. You know, they're all budding entrepreneurs. They want to know where the internships are coming from. They want to know where the first job's going to be after they come from university. So I think it's the combination of that micro market in and around London, but also the quality of the assets that really drives the student numbers, the returns, and therefore why investors come to us.
And moving forwards, following the rebrand and, you know, your new image and everything, what are you going to be focusing on opportunities-wise within the student housing sector?
I think we'll continue to look at where we are. I mean, there's a number of cities we like outside of London that share those characteristics, particularly there's Brighton, Oxford, Cambridge, Bath. So cities with very high-quality education institutions, and we will look to try and access assets in those. We recently did a deal in Brighton, actually, for about 450 beds, and that's known as one of the tightest student accommodation markets. So look to grow assets in those areas. But I think the key bit for us is it's not growth for growth's sake. We're only going to acquire assets if we believe they're going to be accretive, not just to shareholder returns, but also to the quality of the assets. You know, we will only buy the very best assets that we believe have barriers to entry into the very long run. You know, we're a REIT. We're looking to deliver this income to our shareholders for the next 20, 30, 40 years, hopefully. So I think that will be the real driver for where we're going in the student accommodation sector going forward.
Well, Rollo and Tom, thank you both very much for taking the time to speak with the EG, and best of luck for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.